This is the Seven Figure Agency Podcast. Discover the strategies and techniques to grow a highly successful and profitable digital marketing agency with your host, Josh Nelson.
On this video, I'm going to walk you through what to do when a client cancels. Nobody wants to lose a client. It's a frustrating part of reality in running an agency, but there's a right way and a wrong way to approach it. So I want to walk you through what you want to do when you do get that cancellation notice or when that client says, hey, I'm ready to go in a different direction. First and foremost, we want to try and connect with the client. When I mean connect with the client, let's try and get them on Zoom. Let's try and get them on the phone so that we can find out what's going on, so that we can get more context. The goal of that connection is obviously to see if there's anything we can do to keep them on board in order to change things around. Also, it's to get feedback and say, hey, where did we drop the ball? Why did you decide to go this other direction? But also, you know, to set proper expectations and kind of make sure they understand what's going to happen during the cancellation process, what's theirs to keep, what's going to go away, and some of those other ramifications. The way we show our team to handle this is the client typically will send an email, hey, we're canceling. Get back to them right away on the phone. And of course, if they don't answer, send an email along the lines of, hey, sorry to hear you're going in a different direction. Not a problem. We're going to make this as smooth a transition as possible for you. Would love to jump on a call just to kind of make sure we're on the same page with the termination process and create a really clean roadmap for you to make sure you're able to transition as smoothly as possible, right? So there's like a value add purpose for the meeting. And then once you've got them on the line, yes, objectively, we're trying to find out, is there anything we can do to get them back on board? Like maybe there was a miscommunication. Maybe there was something that we screwed up that we can fix and we can kind of bring things back together. Obviously, we're asking questions during that initial connection to see if there's any way to bring it back, you know, back on board. But in, you know, after that, it's like, let's make sure this is a smooth transition for the client. You know, I think there's two schools of thought on this. And unfortunately, there are certain agencies that when a client cancels, they're like, okay, you're canceling me. I'm going to make sure you get burned down, right? I'm going to take down the website. I'm going to remove your access. I'm not going to give you anything. And that's not what I think is the correct way to approach these situations, right? The client paid you for your services. You know, you were part of their team. You're as a fiduciary marketing partner, trying to help them grow, trying to help them hit their goals. And so even if they are leaving, we're still on their team and we still want to try and help move them forward so they can take the website and the content and what we created on their behalf and hopefully continue to grow and continue to scale. And so I want you to take that philosophy when a client cancels, because the good word and the negative word will spread quickly in the industry, right? And you want to provide a professional experience from when they sign up to when they cancel. And I always want them to leave thinking, wow, that was a super classy experience. This was a great company that did a great job, that took great care of me. And even when I canceled, they showed that they cared and they were quick to make sure I had everything I needed in the transition process. So step number one, when a client cancels, is let's connect with them, right? Don't just, you know, hope that it goes away. Don't just send an email with their usernames and password. Let's connect. Let's figure out what went wrong. Let's figure out if there's any way to save the opportunity. And let's get the feedback so that we can improve as an agency going forward. So number two is we want to set clear expectations. In our environment, when a client cancels, there's lots of different things that need to be considered, right? We built their website. We are hosting their website. Are they going to keep that? If so, do they want us to continue to host it? Or do they want us to export the files and like so that they can transition it to the new provider? We've set up tracking numbers in order to track their calls, right? Do they want us to keep those tracking numbers in place? We put a lot of platforms in place, like our reputation management system and our marketing automation platform. And so we want to set clear expectations after we've kind of discussed, hey, what went wrong? Is there anything we can do to keep you on board? They say, no, we've already decided we're going this track. Okay, not a problem. Just so we're on the same page, right? We've got the website, we've got the hosting, we've got the marketing automation platform, we've got the online directory listings and things. You know, do you want to just cancel outright and kind of transition those phone numbers and transition those platforms? Or are there certain things you want to keep active, right? And so we do have a maintenance dropdown that we offer to our clients. And I think you want to think about ways that even if a client was paying you $3,000 per month and they've decided they're going to go to another agency or they're going to go in a different direction, you know, maybe you can retain $300 to $400 per month because the marketing automation, because the call tracking, because the tools that you've already set up. And that's pretty highly profitable if they decide to take that drop down. So just setting that expectation, right? And if you're not going to pay us to host this and you're not going to continue these tools, certain things are going to be disconnected. Certain things aren't going to work well. We're going to make this as smooth a transition as possible. And if you want to cancel everything outright, we're going to give you the access. We're going to give you the website. Obviously, your new provider is going to need to know how to take the website files and reinstall it. They're going to need to know how to get into those directories, even though we're giving you the usernames and passwords. So we just want to create that expectation and let them know our intention is to make this as smooth as transition as possible. And we want to see them continue to win, and we're going to help them in any way we can now and in the future if there's anything we can do to support them going forward. And then number three is we want to ensure that smooth transition. So once we've set the proper expectations, what does the client need in order to move forward, right? And of course, that's the website backup potentially. That's those usernames and passwords. Maybe it's access to some of the tools and the things that we need to transition. I want to encourage you, as you think about that smooth transition process, to have a termination checklist that your company works from, which is, all right, we got to disable the billing. We've got to make sure that they've got access to the usernames and passwords. If there's tools that we're investing in on their behalf, tools that we pay for through our platforms that we need to disconnect, be sure that you've got a cancellation process. It happened to us in our agency where, you know, somebody would cancel and we didn't have a checklist for a while. And so there'd be things that didn't get disconnected. And so clients were gone 3, 5, 12 months and we're still incurring costs that we shouldn't have. So ensure a smooth transition both for the client and for your company internally so you can be efficient and effective. Let me know, like, I'd love to know your thoughts in the comments. When it comes to this cancellation process, do you believe that you should try and end things on a smooth note, even if you feel like the client maybe, you know, didn't pay their full contract or like they didn't behave the way they should have? Do you feel like it's the right thing to do to be above the line, to be professional, not to try and go after the client or try and take things down and leave things in a negative way? Or do you really believe we're trying to create that classy outcome, that classy experience for the clients? Let me know that in the comments. And if there's anything else that you do in the cancellation process that's unique, I'd love to hear that. Now, nobody wants to think about cancellation, right? Well, the goal is to retain the clients long-term and to keep those clients happy, to keep them getting great results, to keep them referring. And so we've got this client retention workbook we've put together that walks you through the key things you can do to create a world-class experience and to retain your clients at the highest level possible. And so if you want to access that, it's completely free. You can go to sevenfigureagency.com/retention-workbook, sevenfigureagency.com/retention-workbook. Thanks so much, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.